Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Pentecost, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Come, Holy Spirit.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. Today is Pentecost. It is a remembrance of and a new experience of receiving the Holy Spirit. In the liturgical life of the church, every feast we celebrate is not only a past event, but it's also a current and present event for each of us. The two great sacraments of the Holy Spirit are baptism, which Paul mentions in our scripture selection today, and confirmation. But we can continually receive a new infilling of the Holy Spirit every time we seek the Spirit's presence and help. So it can be daily, multiple times daily. St. Paul also tells us that we were, quote, all given to drink of the one Spirit, end of quote. The Father and Jesus are lavish in pouring this Holy Spirit of love into our hearts. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that when we receive a new assignment or responsibility or new state of life, we are rebaptized in the Holy Spirit, receiving the special gifts for what is required of us. The indwelling of God, the Trinity, all three persons within our soul, is the unique purpose of our existence. But our sanctification or deification does not take place automatically. It requires our cooperation and even a type of initiation. We need to pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Pray for the action of the Spirit in our lives to help us to respond to all the graces and gifts that God wants to give us. The more aware we are of the Spirit's indwelling within our souls, the more sensitive we become to divine inspirations. The Holy Spirit wants to transform us, not into something displeasing or unnatural to ourselves, but into the best and most perfectly possible image of Jesus Christ, with all the unique gifts that each one of us has from nature and supernature. But again, we must respond. So on this special day, let us beg the Holy Spirit to come to live within our hearts and souls and to shower us with all the gifts and blessings we need. Let us pray for all Christians today that all of us may become and be what God the Father desires of us. And let us also pray for all people who do not know or believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that they too will be open to the gift of faith and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within their hearts and minds. Amen. Alleluia.